It's here and now. Well, in the Philippines, crews with chainsaws are cutting through debris, allowing soldiers with relief supplies and food and water to get to more people affected by that massive typhoon Haiyan. Now, while hard hit Tacloban, workers are burying scores of people there in the city's first mass graves. But 7 days into what is an incredible humanitarian crisis, geopolitical tensions are now coming to the fore. China was forced to increase aid after widespread criticism of the Chinese government's initial statement that it would limit aid to $100,000 in cash. While the American aircraft carrier, the USS George Washington, has set anchor near the Gulf of Leyte with 80 aircraft and 5,000 troops to help assess damage and provide urgent medical and water supplies. Now, both moves reflect in part growing tensions in the South China Sea. And to explain, we're joined now by Murray Hebert, a South Asia expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Welcome.
Thank you.
So first of all, explain to us, China and the Philippines have been at odds over territory in the South China Sea. Explain that dispute.
Well, in a nutshell, there are six different countries that dispute large parts of the South China Sea. China has a so-called nine-dash line that claims control over the whole sea that goes very close to the Philippine border, much further south, way off China's coast. And in 2012, the two countries were in a standoff over the Scarborough Shoal. The Filipinos have been fishing there for a long time, for generations, and the Chinese ended up blocking off the shoal and excluding the Filipinos. And then that created some tensions, a lot of tensions. And then early this year, the Philippines decided to go to the United Nations to challenge challenge the Chinese claim of the nine-dash line, and mm-hmm. that really irritated the Chinese to be taken to an international tribunal.
Okay, so now in the wake of the typhoon, China's rivals in the regions have been stepping in. I mean, Japan has given the Philippines a gift of naval vessels and other military help. So how have those tensions actually ended up influencing U.S.-Filipino relations?
Well, the U.S. has been really trying to improve relations with the Philippines for a number of years. The Filipinos have gotten under pressure from the Chinese, have gotten increasingly interested in improving military-to-military ties. And there have been negotiations recently to have U.S. troops not move into bases like they had in the 80s, but rather to just rotate troops through the Philippines. And these negotiations have been going on for a number of months, including right up until the typhoon hit.
Okay, and the negotiations also include a U.S. military presence at Subic Bay?
Well, the U.S. would be able to use Subic Bay and other Philippine bases. The U.S. is not looking to return to Subic Bay as a base like it had until 1991 when the U.S. was asked to leave, but just to use the base for rotating troops through, for pre-positioning medical and food supplies in case of natural disasters like the typhoon we just had.
In the last couple seconds, we should reiterate that this is a terrible humanitarian disaster, even though we're focusing on geopolitics right now. But I'm just wondering, in the about 10 seconds we have or so, what effect do you think this might have overall with the future between the United States and the Philippines?
I think the U.S. is going to see that the Philippines is going to see that that the United States came in with massive amounts of lifting power to deliver aid to the people who need it most badly, and I think it's going to create a lot of goodwill.
That's Murray Hebert, Southeast Asia expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thank you so much.